this is a championship match. Ulster Championship is a beauty of throwing up surprises sometimes as well. One thing we want to be is we want to be really competitive against Donegal. We know that if we can do that, we have a chance. But ultimately, we have to make sure we perform well. And there has to be an intensity and a high level of work rate among the down players on Sunday. Donegal are vastly experienced. We know that. Like, and we're no fools. And the last year's results, Donegal, Cavan pulling off results against Donegal last year. But it seemed to be that Cavan's name was written all over the Ulster Championship. You know, we should have had them beaten in the, if you look back to the first round game, you know, Monaghan should have had them beaten, Down should have been beaten, and then they really had form against Donegal, and whether Donegal got caught on the hop that day, it remains to be seen. I think Donegal will be a lot wiser because of that result, so we expect a very much fired up and a very aware Donegal team going into this game. When you do sit and analyse Donegal and you think about them, what they've achieved since 2012, 2014, that team has been on the go. There's so many experienced players, but they've also introduced a very exciting number of young players. And, you know, it's not like the Donegal of old, because if you look at the forward line and you take Oisin Gallan, Michael Langan, you know, Kieran Thompson, you know, and you think there's three young fellas, and there really are super players, young O'Donnell at centre forward, like, and that's four young boys mixed in with a couple of Paddy McBurdy and a couple of other older players. Like, and Donegal have it a lot of ways, them, and not just in terms of experience, but they've a lot of really good young players as well. So I think Donegal have a good mix at the moment, and we know it's going to be a serious game and a serious challenge for us.